Welcome back to the Lash Base Podcast. Today's episode is going to be all about marketing your business and how you can gain clients in three easy steps. The main purpose of this is to tell you that Instagram and social media is not the be-all and end-all of your lash business. If you are a lash artist that wants to get clients, there are three other very important things and very easy things that you can do which will transform your business. Right, let's get started. Okay, so here we go then. Right, before I get into the purpose of this podcast episode, please can you do me a huge, huge favor? I'm hoping to raise a little more awareness about the podcast now that we've got some episodes in the backlog that we'll be able to release each week. Please can you take a screenshot that you're listening right now or a picture of whatever it is you're doing whilst listening and upload it onto Instagram stories and tag at Lashbase underscore Jamie or the main Lashbase account at Lashbase underscore UK or US, whichever country you're in. So we can reshare them and hopefully spread the word a little bit and get some more listeners. Right, so that little plug out the way, I need to get into something very, very serious to start with. And that thing is that I don't think you should be spending so much time worrying, stressing, and focusing on trying to grow your business through social media alone. Look, I get it. Everybody's on Instagram, everybody's on social media, and it can feel like the biggest stress trying to keep up with trends, trying to make sure that you're doing everything right, trying to grow your following, trying to make sure that you're getting lots of engagement. But I'm here to tell you, or speak to the lash artists specifically. This is a different story if you're a lash brand or a lash trainer. However, if you're a lash artist and your job is to fill your books with people from the local area, then you do not need to be spending all that time trying to grow your Instagram account. And I'll tell you why. You're already lashing all day, every day. So then to have to try and put 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hours into your social media accounts at the end of each day or during any small gap of time that you get can add so much stress, which just impacts and affects your entire working life. If you just put yourself into your client's shoes, so imagine you're the one that's trying to look for a new treatment in some way. Think about how it is you go about finding someone. How do you get the next, your next nail tech? Your next lash tech, how do you do it? It's highly unlikely that you go onto Instagram and hope that somebody's done a trending reel that's going to suddenly pop up on your feed that you're then going to go, oh, look at that, and then click and then go through and then that's it. That's how you found it. You'll find your next beauty therapist, however it is, quite simply either by searching for lash artist and then your location, or you're going to search based on a recommendation from somebody else. And that's what it is I need to speak to you about. So when it comes to Instagram, it should be there to supplement your business rather than be like the main driver of business for you. So what I mean by that is you can use Instagram quite simply as a portfolio. So all of your work, your best pieces of work, yes, you can get creative with the way you show the work off. But what's going to happen is when somebody gets recommended to you, they will go and have a look at your Instagram account. They're not going to look there and judge you by the amount of comments you've got on a post. They're going to look at it and they're going to say, are those lashes nice? Do I like the look of those? Yes, I do. So then they're going to DM you. They're going to contact you. So then therefore, you should use it as a portfolio and you should use it as a place to manage customer relationships. So DMs and engagement if they're coming through your Instagram account. And that is it. So as long as you've put in your name on your Instagram bio that you are a lash artist and your location, and as long as when you post on Instagram, you put a hashtag of lash artist, your location, that's going to be enough for you to be found when people are deciding to look for you organically. However, most of the time, that just isn't the case. So I'd like to give you three of my top tips that you can literally take action immediately. Even whilst listening to this, you can do this. Three top tips that will completely transform the amount of inquiries you get and also maximize the amount that you get per client as well, which all of this added together is going to mean that you'll be completely fine with taking less time and stress on social media stuff anyway. So starting with number one, and something that will take you no longer than 10 minutes to get set up but will change everything, is if you think about exactly how people search for things on the internet, where do they go? Most of the time, whether they even realize they're doing it or not, they're going to go through Google. So you need to make sure that when people search on Google, you are one of the people that comes up. and it's surprisingly easy. All you need to do is go onto Google, and you can Google either Google My Business, it's called, or just go to google.co.uk/business or .com/business, and it gives you an option to set up your account. It's really, really simple. It's completely free. You put in your name, your address, or your location for the lashes. You can add pictures, your logo. You can add links to your social media accounts if that's the preferred way of people to contact you. You can add your contact number, email address. You could even, once you start getting used to it, is even a clever way to add promotion in there, just in case you want to track which way people are coming from. What this means is when people are searching on the internet for lash artists near me, then you are going to come up if you are in the area. You will be on the map. You know the little pin that you get when you're searching Google Maps? That is exactly where you'll be if you go to Google My Business and set up an account. It takes no time at all. It's completely free. It will completely transform the amount of inquiries that you get. I cannot stress enough how important it is if you don't do that already. The good thing is as well, once you've done this, is when you are posting on social media, you will be there to be able to tag your location. So you'll be able to tag your location, which then helps if people are organically searching as well for you. So this is, again, it just stems from if you think about how clients are going to find you. If they're going to find you without it being word of mouth, without it being a refer a friend in some way, then they're just going to go online and search lash artists near me, you would think, wouldn't you? And this means that you will show up on Google on the map, and it's free and it's easy, and you are sleeping on this if you are not doing it already. So that is definitely my top tip number one, and something that by the end of this podcast, you could have set up. Okay, so moving on, top tip number two is you must have and you must use an email or text list, or you could have both. So most of you, if you're listening, you've got an online booking system, you'll probably have a way where you're gathering people's email addresses and numbers. What you need to make sure that you do have is their permission to be able to send marketing-based emails. So this means that, as you know, if you post something on Instagram, like you have a late cancellation, or if you've got a refer a friend scheme or anything like that that you've got worked out and you post it on Instagram, it's approximately 4% of your followers are going to see that. And even the ones that do see that are probably going to see it too late. Whereas if you have an email list, you can immediately send an email or a text to absolutely everybody on your list. That means that you'll notice if you ever have late cancellations, you'll be able to fill them almost instantly. You'll be able to run promotions, and again, you'll be able to contact and make sure that you get in front of the right people at exactly the right time. If you have your refer a friend scheme, I've seen it just today alone. I saw someone posted it on their Instagram account. I think it had about 2 likes, and within, you know, half an hour, that's disappeared off of everybody's feed, and that's the only hope they had of making sure people knew they could refer a friend. However, if you want to use emails and texts, emails, I'd say, are not as successful as text messages. However, they are 10 times as successful as posting something on social media. It's a great way to keep in touch with people. It's a great way to build relationships, and it's a great way to maximize everything that you're doing. When it comes around to special times of year and you've got promotions running on your retail items, you can send emails about that. When you've got, like I've already said, late spaces or extra spaces, or you're going to be doing something else, a new treatment or an add-on or a promotion, anything at all, emails and texts are the best way to make sure that you get in front of your clients so that they know exactly what it is that you're offering. And my last of the 3 top tips that you could action immediately and work on immediately is my favorite one of all, and that is how to increase word of mouth. Word of mouth could be the sole reason that your business is fully booked. You could forget about everything on social media. You could forget about everything on your email lists, anything at all. If you've got people saying good things about you, you're going to end up with a fully booked schedule. Now, how do you improve your chances of word of mouth? That's what I want to talk about. And it all comes down to the experience that you're offering. As a lash artist, your service that you're providing is not just the good lashes. So obviously, when they leave, you do want them to have good lashes, because if they do have good lashes, people will say, wow, your lashes look nice. Where did you get them done? They're going to say your name. And there you go. There's likeliness that you could get yourself an appointment from that. However, one thing that you have to understand is that to your average Joe, Mr. Public, they have no idea what is excellent, what is good and what is okay when it comes to lashes. As long as the lashes are slightly longer, as long as the lashes look full and as long as they last, you'll be surprised at how people say, wow, these are amazing, these are really good. So giving good lashes is not the only way that you can get word of mouth referrals. So you need to make sure that you're focusing on the experience that you're offering. As a lash artist, it isn't just putting lashes on and that's the end of that. It's the process from start to finish. So a little task for you now is to make sure, write it all down, every single touch point that you have from start to finish. So all the way from when they inquire with you to the after service that you provide. So the communication after the service, do you even do that for a start? So really you've got like your inquiry when they speak to you, when they're booking in with you. Do you have a reminder contact with them to make sure that they know when their appointment is? How does your lash room look? Is it tidy? How does it smell? How does it feel? What's the music? Do you offer refreshments? How do you make people feel? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you need to suddenly transform everything and become some spa-like treatment center, unless that's your brand. If that's your brand, obviously the music will be different. The smells will be different. The way you dress and the way you behave will be completely different. However, if your brand is a place of comfort and a place where you get to wear your pajamas, they get to wear their pajamas, it's a safe and relaxing space to be in, then lean into that. But you need to break down and make sure you understand exactly what experience it is that you're offering. If it's just the lashes, that is not going to be good enough to get word of mouth. You need to make sure you're doing the extra above and beyond. Compliment them. Remember things that your clients are saying. And after they've left, make sure you get in contact a few days later just to double check everything's all right. That's the moment in which you could pick up if there was any issues or there's been any retention issues. And you can deal with it there and then proactively. And you'd be surprised at the difference that that actually makes. One of the things that can completely change everything, and I believe everybody should be doing anyway, is making sure that communication is at the forefront of what you're doing. I truly believe that you should not lose a client through a bad retention issue. Bad retention happens to everybody at some point during the career. The adhesive that we use these days, it can be so temperamental that fluctuations in the weather, in the client's hormones, in anything at all can change retention. But if you're speaking to the client during the lash appointment, if you send them with your email list some education on how it all works, then they will know exactly what's going on. So if they have bad retention, they'll be more clued up and they'll probably be more understanding when you try to explain to them what the issues may or may not be. And all of that changes the experience that they have. Another thing is, how do you communicate the policies that you have? Again, if people have a very clear understanding of what your policies are, you won't get any arguments or disagreements when the time comes for you to enforce your policy. And that all comes from clear communication in the first place. So that would be my number three of the top three tips that you can do that aren't social media. So going back, just to kind of give you a little bit of a recap, starting with the reason why you shouldn't focus so much on social media or Instagram is because Instagram should be there to supplement your business, not be the driving force. Put yourself in your client's shoes about how they would go about searching for a new lash artist and try and focus on that section of it rather than trying to keep up with others. You don't need lots of lash artists following you, so follow for follow is not good. Don't chase the numbers. Just make sure that you've got lash artist and your location in your bio and your hashtags, and your Instagram should just be a portfolio of your work that you can also use as a client relationship management tool. Means you can cut back on your Instagram use by using my three top tips, which is sign yourself up to Google Business, which is very quick, very easy, and will change everything for you and will enable you to tag your location in your Instagram posts anyway. Get yourself an email and or text list, either one, whichever one works for you. You may already have something, but it is something that you need to have a strategy for and think about and use regularly. And number three is make sure you can do everything you can to improve your experience that you offer to your clients, which will improve word of mouth. Word of mouth is absolutely everything. So that about wraps that up. It's a very short episode. So once again, if you are listening and you have enjoyed that, please share it on social media so I can get more people to listen to this as well. And if you've preferred this shorter style of episode, it's obviously easier for me to talk through. I'm happy to do more just like this. So let me know as well. And in the meantime, thank you very much for listening. It's good to be back. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I'll speak to you very soon.